So
we're recording Chinese Takeout Podcast episode 2 because I don't know. Because I feel good. You feel good. Because it's like early and they all left.
It's 9:03 where we live.
Are we recording now?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Welcome to the place. I hope I don't have noise suppression on. We have our guests. We have our guests today.
What do you stream?
Oh, he Devin the sad.
He got pranked.
Somebody ran into my room. While Ken Tian was saying that, he deafened. It was great. Okay.
Today, here we have Nathan and Liam from the last episode. Nathan Breitenbeck lives at 21 Lane, Nova, Michigan. Is that the right address?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Yeah, so go find him. Yeah, please don't leave that out. Don't uncensor it. Please find him. Somebody go get him. He's a great guy. Give him money.
You can give him the first two digits.
And just Lane.
Pick a topic and I'll explain it. I guess I don't know.
Mac and cheese.
You'll explain it. Okay, so
for me, I have four Reese's cups right here.
Mac and cheese.
I just made mac and cheese.
Okay, well, we're going to talk about it.
Mac and cheese.
I don't like mac and cheese that much.
What is wrong with you?
Screw you, Nathan.
Unless it's with salt and pepper.
People.
You like gourmet shit, huh?
Yeah.
No. I don't like Kraft Blue Box, but like people overstate the potential of mac and cheese.
Come be quick and be like, what?
Be like a painting CDM information.
Why people think that water mimes you when they
make mac and cheese crafts. Blizzard service, please. It won't work.
We all get wacky when the
yeah. Let's
no.
So before we talk about mac and cheese,
four Reese's cups. Two of them are white, and the others are with pieces.
Yeah, so
they're just black.
Today was racist. Anyway, let's talk about Warzone. We've been playing Warzone recently. We got into it a bit late, me and Tadeo.
And that's it for the whole topic.
That's it. End the video, please. It's a good game.
Seems way better than Fortnite.
Yeah, it's way better. In my opinion. Kanan, if you're watching, I hate
go
you
fuck
personally. Yeah, jump out of roof, Cash,
right.
If you're watching.
Oh, shit. Let's look at the voice messages we've been sent.
Voice messages. Yeah, we got a few. We didn't preview one of them.
And shit and whatever. I don't
know. Let's see what we got.
Is there a fucking volume? I heard a bottle get dropped right inside.
So
messages.
Messages right there. Yeah. For let's listen to
this. The boogie one was sent first. So
let's listen to boogie. Okay. Yeah.
The static.
The quality.
Okay, so shot on iPhone.
So someone sent in just a recording of the Grubhub commercial.
Delivery dance ad.
Yeah.
Thank you, Nathan, for sending this in.
My grandma hated this one. She said they were all too fast.
Isn't there like that one lady that eats the salad though? Like she's sizable.
I didn't send that in. I'm being serious about that.
No, Kanan told us.
Well, for boogie.
Dang it!
Wait, let's hear right.
So let's listen
I
to
got this
backstabbing bitch.
Let's listen to for Genton. I think this one's from.
I think this is by this is by Cash and Kanan. I think.
No, I think it's just Kanan. Let's listen.
It's Kansas.
Thank you.
I think
Kansas,
you're really funny. I think you're really funny.
Yeah.
Wait.
Whatever you're.
Please scream more.
Next time
you tune into the Chinese Takeout Podcast, please like send us a voice message of just you screaming, and then later the police coming to your house.
Can you just send one like through?
Guys, please swat
computer?
Us.
Let's see.
Me?
Yes, you can.
Oh, that's
so
good.
So make sure when you record a new one, send it through your computer, not your phone, because you know iPhone microphones just suppress the fuck out of it.
Or do send it through your phone, but like it's gonna be really funny if you send through your PC, especially if it has a bad mic.
Oh, I know what we can talk about. We can talk about how I violated Discord's TOS, and I hope Discord's listening. Fuck you, Discord.
I modified some like old Discord theme patch for better Discord, and I sent it to Nathan, and he downloaded it, and that's how he violated the terms of service of Discord.
Fortnite, bro, you better and kick me.
So like basically, they're gonna
big camera.
Oh, Liam.
we all gotta turn.
It's coming closer. What is it? That's the spider vagina girl from Michigan Report from Hell. Yeah, pull that. This is a shell of a man.
What are you used to be? Shit.
Nathan, are you all right, buddy? Why do you look like that? Are you laughing so hard?
Oh my god! Why do I look like that?
It's just you. There's Liam. Hey, Liam, what's up?
Isn't my camera working?
Oh my god! Oh my god, I'm crying a little.
See my camera.
Guys, my backpack was.
You guys realize that the podcast can't see this, right?
They can't.
Let's get to pull this part out.
My backpack weighs 100 pounds.
That's great. Oh my god, I'm crying.
And you know what I found in it yesterday?
Me.
A bunch of fucking granola bars. And
where do you get this? Where do you get these things in like your backpack? Like you found like a cookie in there last week. You found like a bagel, right? Like where do you find
just a keyring in there?
Yeah, like who, is there somebody putting shit in your backpack?
All right, so no camera from me because it just won't
work. Why can you only see my head and my hands?
HDR. I can also see a bit of your mic too.
Yeah, you can see a bit of my mic and maybe a teeny bit of my shirt.
I don't know where to put these.
Eat them. Put them in your stomach.
Put them in your backpack.
Nathan, you look like Amy Davison, Cassius Teacher, the Indian one. You look by your face for a second. Yeah, you're giving that face. You give me the look.
Oh, feel intrigued.
Yeah, wait, what is it? What does she look like? Let me pull it up.
It's the minion girl.
I'm looking up how to switch weapons in a game that I don't own.
Why?
I don't know. I'm curious. I'm watching a Let's Play on it, and this guy hasn't done it yet. He forgot.
What? For what game?
You're watching it out, too. Wait.
It's Far Cry 5. And he doesn't. He Far bought a Cry gun 5? And he doesn't know how to change back to a weapon he once used, so I'm reading the Ubisoft support page.
That's one.
Okay, can we talk about this image real quick?
I can just run the game for you right now. Okay, yeah.
Can we talk about this image real quick?
Liam's computer.
The fact of what they're saying makes it way better.
Oh, man. This is what it's like running on Mac.
Oh, yeah. That's a Dying Light on Mac.
Dying Light on Mac.
This man has 70 hours in Dying Light, and this is what he has to, like...
This what is IV cam?
This is what he sees.
It's what you need to please run.
Apparently.
Seth Cedar, if you're watching this video, cool. Amazing. Oh, Liam, what...
I just threw my camera across the room.
Why would you do that? That's just horrible. I don't know why you.
That's just horrible. Why would you?
Yeah, like you're
Seth
like
is
weird,
not
going
to watch this, even if we send it to him.
I know. he's going to like just never say anything. He's just never going to say anything to you ever again. He's going to block you. What's some other topics? Oh, let's talk about how my PS4 controller died. So I tried to go and fix this drift on my PS4 controller that I barely used, mind you. I've had it since like maybe I want to say June of this last year. And what, Nathan, are you?
I'm definitely not wearing pajamas.
Since June of last year, and this controller gets drift after I barely even used it for $70. And this is a note to Sony chairman Ting Sing Wu himself. I hate you. and I will be boycotting. Like, I look at my screen and it's just with a fucking gas mask. Every controller costed like $70 everywhere I went.
You also got like, a rare color, so.
Oh. Well, it's actually the rare color is broken. Unfortunate is all. Like, if anybody's gonna listen to this via audio, I'm pretty sure at least, like, two people are.
They're not gonna see Nathan's mouth.
Just put my camera in my mouth.
You should enable the webcam. You should,
use the mic.
You do the thing where we're like Shunai swallowed his microphone and like coughed it up.
Earbuds microphones.
Yeah, that's disgusting, man.
Okay, there we go.
How far down did it go for him to make that noise? That like
I mean,
that
was wretched me flushing mine down the toilet.
But he put it in his throat though, and he like ate it and he threw it up. I think that's pretty bad, but like you should have like.
That's
shit nice in the toilet. Yeah. I remember his humble beginnings when he ate Big Macs on the
fucking on the fucking health stream. He downed a whole bottle of fucking Everclear.
He did.
He's fucking dead, man.
Where is he? He's not real. He's not alive. Yeah. He shouldn't be.
What the fuck? That was impossible.
It's what not.
The fuck? I got JR Beats' Discord.
No. No, we're not going to interview him another day. No, we're going to interview him another day. All right.
Yeah, it has to be an interview. We can't just talk about him all the time.
Let's talk about Song for Everyone to our viewers. How about we do that?
So we're working on a song for everyone, you know?
Actually, I have massive
Submit things. Submit us audio clips.
Yeah, submit recordings.
Do that.
We need content.
We could download the files and then put them into the song for everyone. We just
and then you will be credited.
Participate.
Yeah, if you're watching this video, I don't care if you're on like Spotify and
whatever name you put on the message.
Let's talk about how Nick wants to put mayo on pizza. So me and today I have a friend named Nick, and he's from the Netherlands,
also
right?
Known as Ixane on the internet.
I'm not gonna say the last part.
Yeah,
also known as Ixane. We're not gonna link his Twitch. We hate you. I subscribe to you. You don't. Yeah. You say you don't get any money. That's a lie. You're just trying to hide it. I told you to buy a candy bar.
Prime, by the way.
Yeah, it's a problem with Twitch Prime, making sure he gets no money. But I know he's alive still.
Mayonnaise on pizza.
Yeah, he's from the Netherlands. Says mayonnaise on pizza is not bad, and it's actually good.
He says it's great. Even
that's
he says it's his favorite thing.
I'm originally from Chicago. That's a disgrace. We know food. You don't put mayonnaise.
I'm not gonna
fucking
try it, but he says you need to try it, and I'm not gonna fucking.
I'm gonna try it just to do courtesy to him. All right. He said he wants me to try it.
No, don't try it.
I've tried New York pizza though.
Kick him. I don't want him here.
He lives in the Netherlands though.
Yesterday was his birthday.
Happy birthday, whatever your name is.
Is it yesterday or today still?
Yes.
Happy birthday, Storgenborgen.
Happy birthday,
fucking,
Nick. Last
he speaks Dutch.
Dutch.
Hey, Nick, you're a canker. Censor that out. I don't think that's a good
happy moment. Birthday, Artas.
What is that
or
word?
Or Abnobleman.
Like the most offensive word in
or
Dutch.
Or Abertus from Hardia. Or Albert Norble.
What the fuck?
Alright, you can stop being...
Ethan's now playing Duck Tale.
I don't know what to do, man. I'm bored and I'm not getting my word in.
Talk. So last time we talked a lot. Oh, school stories. Bring up some school stories.
Oh, can we talk about
that? Okay, so I have a friend that is named Cash. Iffy on the friend part. I know a dude named Cash. This young man, when I was in fifth grade... We were heading home. We went to the ski place for his sister's birthday, and so he orders like a hot dog and orders like half like this discount like icy Slurpee thing that he just got from like behind the counter, you know, and it's like a normal thing. He only eats half of it, and so basically to skip the entire like we go ice skating part right out of this ice rink on our way home, you know, eats the food, gets out. There are these girls at this table. Okay, these girls, there are like three of them, and they're all screaming for their friend, I think Tim. They're like, Tim, Tim, Tim. They're like all saying it like in unison and then apart, right? It's like an angelic choir of Tims going rapid fire at him. And so Cash decides, or at least mishears and decides, to go up to these girls, and he thinks that they're saying 2-2, 2-2, 2-2 at like some random kid, right? Cash goes up to this group of kids, or really just like teenagers. These girls are like maybe 15, 16. And he says, 3-3-4-4-5, yeah. And they're like, who are you? And he says, yeah. And then he walks out the door. We go to his Ford Explorer. And like, so we just pull out of the parking lot, right? Nothing usual. And we're like laughing about it, right? And then he keeps repeating it. He keeps repeating it, and he realizes he's a dumbass. He's like 3-3-4-4-5, and he's laughing that he's realizing that he's a dumbass and misheard them. And we're all laughing because I saw the entire thing unravel, and Cash, like this snickering kid, just like went up to these girls, like just saying that. And then so he takes out his half finished icy cup, and he's like, "Oh, Gentian, I don't feel so good." And he looks down. He pours the icy out of the cup onto the floor, and he starts vomiting harder than I've seen anybody ever vomit. He starts vomiting to the point of overflowing the cup, right? And it's like a medium cup, you know. Basically, like go to Wendy's, buy like a medium sized Coke, about, you know, you get about that size. He overflows that huge thing. And at this point, it reeks everywhere, right? But it's not too bad. And he's still laughing, doing all this, 3-3-4-4-5, and there's, like, vomit coming out of his nose. And his mouth, he's like, 3-3-4-5, and, like, intercepted with, like a couple of retches, like here and there, him coughing and retching. And he keeps vomiting and still laughing about it, and I can't do anything but laugh. This dude overflows the back seats where you put your feet and legs. The entire thing overflows, and it overflows out of the cup. He's still vomiting, mind you. This is like a thing I think played over like the span of 2 minutes. Still vomiting, overflows like over the border in between the two seats of vomit.
What the fuck?
It's everywhere, and it's just like the green and yellow vomit. The car stinks. His dad is yelling at him and laughing. I open the window. It's like 5 degrees out in the middle of winter, December 21st. Oh, actually, no, beginning of winter. And and it's the coldest thing. And he's still laughing about 3-3-4-5 while I just have the cold air in my face. Vomit in the car. There's vomit everywhere, all over my shoes and like legs. And I have like to put my feet up out of like the way. I don't know how he got across that divider. That's the most like impressive part. Oh God, and when his dad makes like turns, he goes to one side of the car than the other. It splashes everywhere, and it gets like even more over. And it goes like over to the front seat, leaking through the back seats. And this is a huge car, by the way. It's a Ford Explorer, like a 2015 Ford Explorer, like, you know.
Those things are huge.
But yeah, what you see in like a police car driving. Like a regular police car, if you live in my area. Just this Ford Explorer overflowing with vomit on our way home. And the way the drive home was like 10 minutes. So I'm just in the car. I'm just in the car, like, just vomit everywhere. The door opened, the wind in my face, and his dad yelling while Cash is still laughing about 3-3-4-4-5 while vomiting still. Like 2 minutes later, as the car's still overflowed and everything's still there, Cash just keeps laughing and he stops throwing up. I'm like, "Are you okay?" And he's like, "Yeah." And then I say, 3-3-4-5, yeah. And then he starts laughing again. He lets a few disperses of vomit out. And then he
just imagine like dripping out side of his mouth as he's laughing.
And then he gets a few paper towels, but that doesn't do shit for him because there's still like water everywhere. He's just getting it off his face.
Did I tell you the story about why I became asexual?
No, but I'm gonna finish this in a minute. All right.
Oh yeah.
We're gonna have fun here. We have fun here.
Like another vomit story.
So, and he comes,
I think I have a vomit story after this is done.
He calms down, and he's in the car now, and we're like nearly home at his house, at his humble abode. And I shit you not, he opens the doors, vomit starts leaking out of the car.
Yeah, I expect that.
And he was in the front seat too. Like barely there. And he's ready to clean the entire car. It was a pool of vomit. If this, I can't exaggerating here. Like, he also, I'd like, let me show you. You know the picture of Mr. Beast vomiting all that Crystal Pepsi? Not Mr. Beast, but LA Beast. Excuse me. LA Beast vomiting all that Crystal Pepsi. That's basically what it looked like. It was like a huge, it was just like a huge, like, frothing, just a beam of vomit going into this cup overflowing. I'd like to remind you, this all began with 3, 3, 4, 4, 5 and him just like throwing up a little bit into a cup, and then the car ends up being overflowed with vomit sloshing between two sides. It was horrible. It was really bad. I had to go take a shower afterward because I smelled like vomit and there was vomit on me. But if that is not like one of the funniest things that ever happened to me on my short time on this planet, then I don't know what is. But yeah, vomit stories. Go ahead.
I want vomit. So I want to say
I have one. I have one. It's kind of sad though.
Let's go with let's go with funniest first to sad.
Okay. Huh. Okay. I have to leave in like 20 minutes.
Actually, yeah, let Liam.
Let Liam go.
He's sad, and then brighten up the mood with more
stuff. I also have 20 minutes, so. So let's see here. I was in like fourth grade, and I had a little league game. And there were two 16-year-olds there. I think they were brothers, and they had a stick of butter with them. And I didn't know why, so I was walking around, and then I decided to go on the monkey bars, and the brothers were standing there, but there was no butter in their hands anymore. So I climbed on top of the monkey bars, and I slipped because there was butter on the monkey bars. Oh, they buttered the monkey bars, and I hit my balls, and I threw up so much.
Yeah, that'll make you throw up.
Oh, Jesus.
This is so sad. This is funny. I can't have kids, even if I wanted to. Don't have balls anymore. They're just like pancakes.
Did you get that checked out?
Oh! What? Liam, go to the doctor!
Oh my god! Liam!
Don't laugh!
Is this a joke?
No, it's not! It's true! Oh my god!
What did they do? What did they do afterwards?
They laughed and then they ran!
Oh my god! How old were you?
I was like 8 in, wait no, 4th grade, so that was four years ago.
No, that was like
I was 10. Five.
You were like, yeah. Jesus.
I was 10.
Oh my god.
They buttered the monkey bars and watched as kids slipped and hit their balls on the bars.
Oh my god.
I threw up almost instantly. It hurt so bad. Who would do that at a Little League game?
Yeah, who does that at a Little League game? Like, why do they bring a stick of butter and butter up the monkey bars? Who does that?
Okay, are we in business?
Yeah, sure.
Well, Liam, are you done?
Are you done? Yeah.
Besides my balls being mashed potatoes now, yeah, I think it's
better. You didn't get that checked out, though?
Well, his mom, though, he never brings him to the doctor.
Okay, still, like... You didn't think to, like, tell your dad that to, you know, like...
I didn't. He laughed. Everybody laughed.
Oh, poor, my gosh. Poor God. Poor Liam.
10 years old, sorry. Tears in my eyes. Walked over. Well, it was more like clench balls waddled over. I had a hot dog, but it fell when I was on the monkey bars because I was planning on eating over there. Wood chip covered hot dog, walked over, tears in my eyes. I told my brother, he laughed.
Yeah, I would probably laugh too.
I'd laugh at first. Yeah, I mean, like, you should have like been like serious though. You should have like told him. I mean, you were serious on top. You said like,
oh my god.
I don't know.
I said I hit my balls on the monkey bars. There was.
I'm sorry.
And there was
like, your balls just like bleeding at this point. How did you?
I like, peed blood afterwards, but
yeah, you would have. That's not good, man.
Oh my god!
You should actually like go to a doctor about that.
Go, still see a doctor about it, please.
That's like immediate.
Next time you go,
you could very much get an infection that could be bad.
Well, yeah, I'm not gonna have kids, so it doesn't matter.
I mean, still,
no, like you should
doesn't matter
still
about that. Still go to the doctor.
That's not good.
How about? Are we gonna leave any of this like this? Okay, let's leave it in. We'll let the viewers come to their own jurisdiction. I'm sorry for you, Liam. I'll give you for Borderlands 2.
So you just got like a homemade vasectomy.
Basically, yeah, you did. I mean, call it a blessing in disguise. Maybe you got the hot dog ruined, but you also got your other hot dog.
Oh God, it ruined was ruined too. I had two hot dogs ruined in one day, thanks to butter. My hands were shiny too.
Do you have? Okay, is it time butter? For my story? Is it time for my story?
Yeah, let's go ahead. Let's have Nathan.
All right, so I think I was 4 when this happened. Oh. All right, so we're sitting in my living room at like maybe 9 at night. You know, I'm about to go to bed.
Yeah.
And I'm playing around with my mom, and she sits on me. she sits on like the midsection of my body and just what? Farts like. It was a-
okay, guys, welcome to Pornhub.
It was a ripper fart, man. Like it was. It lasted like 3 seconds. It was just 3 seconds. It was great.
She stumbled. You like threw up all over.
Okay, no. Okay, so here's what happens next. I start crying like fucking. My mom doesn't understand.
I can't breathe.
My mom doesn't understand why. So she gets up and she rolls me over and she's like, what's wrong, Nathan? I'm just bawling. I'm like, you farted on my baby pajamas, mom. And I just learned how to talk. I was a very, very, like, late talker. So my words were like, fart on pajama favorite. But it gets better. Okay, so after that, I decided to smell the exact smell I farted like seconds ago. It smelled so bad, I puked on my favorite pajamas. Ran to the restroom, still just like streaking puke. And then, I know what I did? I didn't understand that you're supposed to puke in the toilet. So I sat down on the toilet and puked on my feet.
I can't feel my feet.
That's a true story. You can ask my mom.
Did I tell you about my dad? Lost my brother's 2 front teeth.
Oh, I lost my 2 front teeth. I did a bicycle maneuver. And I bit cement.
Yeah, Nathan's teeth are like granite now. He's only
they're
the
granite. Other. Yeah, my 2 front teeth are granite. They were chipped entirely in half, and they're just sort of like welded to my teeth. I was zigzagging on my bike at like full speed. I would literally like front flip over the bike. Bike runs over my spine, and I bite the cement, like, the top of my jaw literally bites cement.
Oh.
So now, like, my jaw's bleeding. I didn't realize this at the time. I think I had a concussion, actually. But, like, there was little bits of, there was particles of teeth in my mouth, and I could feel them. But literally, I got, this was, like, maybe, like, 300 meters from my house, so I just walked home with my bike, like, with my mouth just, like, dripping blood. I walked inside, and my dad's like, what the hell happened? And I was like, oh, you know, I crashed. And then I just sat down, and I was like, oh, yeah. And then he saw my teeth, and he was like, it was great.
Except it wasn't great. So your mom makes a mean fart, yeah?
Yeah, oh, you know it. And she will own up to it if she farts. I'm not even kidding. She farts near you and you accuse her of it. She's like, yep, that's me, bitch.
Did I tell you how my brother lost his 2 front teeth when I was like 2 years old?
No, you did not. Let's hear it.
Oh, okay. I have another story about teeth after this.
My dad told me this. So we used to live in this giant suburban house, and it had like multiple sets of stairs, and they were all made out of wood. And my dad accidentally dropped my 2-year-old brother down the stairs, tumbled down like a rag doll on the first flight, and he got his teeth stuck in the floorboard, and it pulled them back, and it managed to hold them there. My dad walked over, picked my ragdoll brother up, and pulled him so hard that his two front teeth came out and they were stuck in the floor.
Oh my god!
Jesus.
This is not a good time, man.
Not a good time. Podcast. I'm here with no, I'm here, is, your host. No, Kalel.
This is not that.
Get the fuck out of here, man. Did you move him to
I didn't.
Did somebody just fart? I heard that.
No, he left. He left.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Drop dropping like dropping your brother like down a flight of stairs. That's like one of the best things that could have happened to your kid. He just could have died. He could have just died.
The way I lost my two front teeth was a little bit odder.
How did you? Your teeth wedged in between a floorboard and having your dad yank them. What?
I was like six when this happened, maybe seven. I had a buzz cut. I looked like a neo-Nazi at this point.
Okay.
I literally slipped in the bathtub, flipped around, like did because the tub was slippery. I did like cartwheels in the bathtub. I managed to hit both of my two front teeth on the little faucet head in the bathtub, and they literally just came shooting out, and they were in the drain.
Imagine if like you blew your nose and it just shot out.
My god.
Okay. I have a teeth story. Okay. It's short and sweet and simple. One time I was sleeping on the couch when I was very young at my grandma's house. One time I fell out of the couch at my grandma's house. I landed directly on one of my baby teeth. It turned brown and fell out. That's it. That's all there is to that story.
Did I tell you how I put my hand into garbage disposal?
Oh, I should tell them the Fallout Tree Man story.
Let's cover that, but yeah, sure. Go ahead. We'll get
okay,
to Liam.
Okay, make
afterwards.
It fast. We need to make these snappy.
Okay, Liam, go ahead.
I got 10 minutes. It was Christmas, like, 4 years ago. I was doing the dishes, and I thought it was a wooden spoon that slipped in, but it was just a wooden handle on a knife. And I tried picking it up with my bare hands. I put my hand, without turning off the garbage disposal, mind you. And I still have a scar from it.
Oh, no.
It deepened down enough to go through, like, a little bit through the bone in my thumb. And it was sticking in there, and I took it out. And, like, I was still doing dishes because I didn't notice it at first. And then I just screamed because it hurt so bad. And the blade was stuck in my thumb, but the handle of it was still in the garbage disposal, getting turned into wood chips. And my dad took the blade out. I didn't go to the hospital for this. My dad took the blade out with two of his fingers, looked at it, and the entire blade was just folded backwards.
Oh!
I wonder if that like ever happened to in the last episode, because he keeps on getting injury Sutan. I hope that you're listening to this. I fucking hate you, piece of shit.
Wait, from the last.
The one that glued his two fingers together, or stapled them together.
Oh, yeah. That's right. okay.
Clear through.
Fuck, what was I gonna tell about? Fallout Tree Man. Fallout Tree Out. So, my name, officially, in a lot of servers, is Fallout Tree Man 15 Foot Edition. That is not a lie. That is actual fact.
I typed in /Nick.
The reason for that is, actually this year, so... it's Labor Day, alright? The day before school starts where I live, alright? Mm-hmm. I am playing Man on Wood Chips. If you don't know what it is, search it up. You're obviously not from our generation.
I don't know.
And I climbed a tree, you know, because, like, I'm smart, and I'm like, people don't know how to climb trees like me, so you just climb a tree. That was a mistake. I climbed 14.8 inches, or 14.8 feet in the air, which is about the equivalent to two stories.
It's like a highlight clearance.
And the branch below me broke. The branch above me then proceeded to break because of that change in weight. I fell 14 feet. Spiraling through the air in the middle of the darkness, because we're playing it at night, in the middle of a park, to the ground, where there were two picnic tables to the left and right of me, where I could have easily fractured my spine. You know, I could have died real easy right there. I landed on my hip, the best place I could have landed. Because it distributes weight in all directions. So, somehow, I didn't puncture a lung or pop an organ. Instead, I just got really bad bruising on my diaphragm and, like, ribcage muscles. And then it took, like, 2 weeks for me to get those muscles back.
Yeah.
So, that was fun. I remember seeing white the second I hit the ground. I went into shock, like, immediately. It was pretty cool. It was funny, because, like, the people I was playing with gathered around me. They didn't know what to do. They were just looking at my crumpled, like, body. And I was just like, oh, just give me a second, man. And it's really hard to breathe. It feels like you just got punched in the stomach at, like, Mach 10 speeds.
And we're like, you've
been in the... One of them just got water and was like, hey, you want some water? And I was like, yeah, man. I was like, yeah, that'll help.
You literally, like, live right next to that park, too. You live, like, not even, like, a mile.
Yeah,
like, not even,
and
like,
then I walked all the way home somehow.
Yeah, I mean, you can walk home from there. That's a reasonable distance.
There's a story from when I was, like, six. I moved to a new neighborhood, and there was this kid across the street that I was terrified of. It was July 4th. We were playing hide-and-seek at night.
Hide-and-seek at night's really fun. I don't want you to talk
about it. I was hiding behind a bush, and this kid I was terrified of started wandering about, and he was like 18. And he was wandering about, and he had a Jason mask, and I was like 6 years old, hiding behind a bush. And he got really close to me. He jump scared me, and I literally pissed and shat myself at the same time. I got it. I'm sorry.
All right.
Good night. Have a great sleep.
Yeah.
Don't shit and piss yourself.
Jesus. My brother just walked into my room to tell me that he's gonna make a laughing compilation video of me because he hears me laughing from his room. I think I have a story.
Okay, go ahead. Yeah.
Okay.
What do you think?
Let me think here. Okay. So, fuck. Okay, I'm just gonna tell a different story because I don't remember the original story. Oh, the other person left. Dang it.
Correct. Yeah. Left.
Okay.
He'll hear this later when he listens.
So I was at my birthday party when I was like 10, 9, and 11 before COVID hit. I was supposed to do it this year, but then not enough people because COVID. You normally play a game. We wait till it's like 2 or 12 at night, that area. That's where we play it. And we get everyone hyped up and as much sugar and like just shit as possible. Okay. And then we go outside in the middle of the night, like again, 12 to 2. And we play basically Infection in the middle of the dark around the property surrounding my house, including our neighbor houses. You're allowed to go anywhere, except you're not allowed to climb trees anymore, because, no.
I don't know why you would do that.
Is there a story behind why you can't climb trees?
Yeah, no.
I think you know the reason.
All right.
No, I don't know, no.
Just fucking told you. I know. Let me give you some advice. Stick to bushes and trees. Don't go in the go into the tree if it's like hollow. If you know, do not climb tree.
I will levitate over you.
Really, if you want, climb onto the balcony of my window. That's a really good spot.
So
I did that one time. It worked.
So what's the story?
That's
the original story. You have 2 minutes to live, and you're telling that.
Yeah, you're gonna die in 2 minutes.
That you played it. No spells from.
Oh, okay. I have something. My grandma told me that when I was like 2, and when I was like 3 and 4, I used to go into the back room of her house, and I'd lock the door, and she'd just let me do this. And I apparently talked to my dead grandpa.
Oh.
Okay. I do not know. She just told me. She was like, well, whenever you walked out, you said you were talking to Grandpa Mike. And I was like, I don't remember that. I'm just going to go with that. That sounds
fun. You ever watch Paranorman?
I don't know what to think of that. I also don't know what to think of the increasing number of coyote tracks I see in the woods behind my house.
Yeah, there's a ton of coyote tracks there.
In
the woods behind Nathan's
teeny
house.
Teeny bit frightened a bit.
Just don't go out there at night.
You're going to attack.
Yeah, there's like a ton of them. Me and Nathan were walking through the woods yesterday. It also looks like the woods from Resident Evil 4.
It does.
During spring.
Towards the back it does, yeah. Because it's like a barn house.
Yeah, there's like abandoned barn houses looking things. And like really weird structures.
You should go through there and make it a video.
Well, it's just like a fence. But, okay.
And, what was it? Oh yeah, there's like four coyote tracks over just by this like fence around these people's houses, right? Around this barn. And there were like fresh prints just right there. Oh. Fresh prints of Bel Air. And, you know, I don't know really what to think, because also I see like coyotes every night or so outside my house. They're coming in. There are a ton around here, I know that for a fact.
Oh, I remembered my story.
Too. Okay, go ahead, you got 1 minute.
Okay, so basically there's one time my friend Caleb, we were at his lake house, and we were playing this game where we thought it'd be a good idea. We were alone in the house. That was the important part. Okay. He decides it's a good idea if we play a game where we each punch each other as hard as possible directly in the stomach. However, there's going to be two pillows on top of you, so you won't feel it. The idea is just to get the knockback. I remember why we did this. Anyways, I punch Caleb in the stomach. It's no biggie. I land, like, directly where I'm supposed to. He goes flying backwards, because I'm actually a pretty hard hitter. Keep in mind, Caleb isn't as big as he is right now, Gantian, for context.
Yeah.
He was smaller at the time. He punches me directly in the stomach. He misses the pillows. I puke directly, like, he punches me, I just puke onto him. And he's just standing there like, yeah, I probably deserve that. I'm like, what the fuck, man? And I'm just gagging for, like, a good 15 minutes. And then it ends.
How does he miss the fucking pillows?
Oh, no, man, they were massive. They were like 2 foot pillows.
Yeah, I imagine if it did no damage to him when you punched him back.
I have another story related to Caleb.
It's okay, man. Just... You all right?
I have another story. All right. Okay, so this one also has to do with Caleb. In this one, we're at his house. Okay, so Caleb has a brother named Nick. And when I was young, I'd just go over there, and sometimes they'd just break into spontaneous fights. And it was actually sort of funny, because Nick's way shorter than Caleb, even though Nick's like 2 years older. And Caleb just continuously beat his ass, and it was really funny to watch. Because Nick would always start it, and he would just end terribly.
For him.
So anyways, they were fighting over playing the PS4, and I'm just the guest here, so I'm just watching this. And in the background, I decide it's a good idea, so I grab a pool cue, right, and I go over to Nick while Caleb is just, like, wrestling him. And I'm just like, okay, either you let us play the PS4 or I'm going to whack you. And then he runs off. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what my goal telling that story was. That's the end. I just threatened him with a pool cue and he walked away.
Well, I guess you scared him off with the pool cue.
With the pool cue, man. Oh, okay, I have a trick for getting into Lifetime if you only have one membership. Okay, so you bring your guest in, and you have the person with the actual membership, like, walk in, but you have the person, when they're walking in, like, very slightly open the exit door for the person outside that you're trying to get in. And while the desk attendee is busy signing the actual two real people in, you can just sneak in. Works. I've done it like 50 times. It works.
For what store?
Lifetime.
Oh, okay.
Fitness.
Would you go into the Lifetime Fitness often?
You can get there from my house. No, not often. We did it a few times. I used to do it way more, like, in the summer of this year, but last year. Yeah.
2019.
So that was fun.
What else we got? We gonna keep going?
I'm probably gonna like disconnect randomly. Yeah, so let's wrap this up.
Alright.
It would be really funny if I just disconnect like while we're...
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be super funny, dude.
Wow. All right, well, that's it for this episode. I don't know if we're going to include the part 1.
I think we will, but, like, some of it.
It'll just be, like, random bullshit of
yeah.
episode blank. Yeah, so we're not really good at, like, doing the whole, like, planning.
Yeah, we're so doing this, like, over a month.
There's probably going to be... There's probably going to be, like, a lot of just random bullshittery clips. Yeah, if we do this again. We're probably going to have, like, the actual episode and then the random bullshittery. Which is usually the beginning. yeah, that's that. Thanks I'll for see what fucking I can do watching. When I edit it. Bring us... Give us gifts and give us more shit to react to because we're so good at making content.
Yeah, send voice messages, send us ideas, I guess.
Because we have no idea what the fuck to
do. If you like the podcast, find my address. Thanks. Thank you. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Like I can't. Did Nathan disconnect? He did.
Yeah, his hands out. Yeah, 10:05 on the dot.
All right.
All right. Thank you. Are we going to talk about anything else, or are we done?
Yeah, I think we're done.
All right.
I'm going to hit stop recording and...